Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD.
I'm just putting this out there. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just putting it out there. And, okay. And other people, you could weigh in and say, yes, I agree with you.
Okay.
Or no, I don't agree with you. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, it's that later on in the show, we're going to do this thing. It's called, does anybody else do this? Because there's something that I do at my house. And I don't think I'm the only person that does this, but it's kind of weird. It's kind of embarrassing. And then you can kind of weigh in and say, yes, I do that. Or maybe I ask about something.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put this out here, though, right now. Say anybody else, and you can text in to 52353 or the people in the room, because good morning, it's Wednesday. I swear it should be Thursday.
Oh, it should.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, it really feels like it. And again, I'm not complaining. I'm not whining about the week, but I really genuinely feel like it should have been Thursday.
I agree with that. Well, my week is all out of whack, and I did it to myself.
It's because of the nap, right?
Yeah, the nap threw me off to begin with. And then
one nap at 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
It did. It really did, like, throw me off. And then last night, Jared and I, we went out. So it was like, you know, it's not the weekend. It's
and
Tuesday.
It didn't feel like, yeah, that's feel, Tuesday.
You know, it's
yeah,
a
but
Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday. You don't do that on Tuesdays.
It was a random night. So it was like, dang, it's only Tuesday. And I had to remind myself.
Yeah. And so that's, you're like me, where if you do something on a Tuesday that is like going out, and that's not to say you automatically assume in your brain it's Friday, but your brain thinks, okay, well, it must be Wednesday night.
Like, it
has to be at least, you're at least halfway through the week.
And we get to Thursday. And no, I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought it was going to be Thursday morning. It's not.
No.
It's not, people.
It's hump day.
Yeah, whatever.
Still doesn't feel the same.
For once, I'm actually, I feel on track with the day of the week.
Okay, you feel finally on track.
Yeah.
But you're stuck in real life, because if we want to get to complaining time, as the Antoine got popped by the popo yesterday.
Oh, man, listen.
Why didn't you tell him what you had to go to the bathroom?
Well,
like, remember you did.
Have you ever, because this is like the first time it's happened. Normally, when I'm speeding, I know I'm speeding. I'm aware that I'm speeding, and I'm trying to look out to slow down.
Mm.
I passed this individual while I was speeding. It was like, it was an officer. And I don't slow down. Like, it doesn't cross my mind.
Man.
It didn't register to you at all.
That I'm driving significantly over the speed limit.
It's brazen is what you were doing.
I mean, and you were over by.
What's the deal here?
Well, I'm not sure what spot he caught me, but best case scenario, I was going 16 over. Worst case scenario is 26 over.
Right. Oh, God. Hey, well, that's a difference.
I don't want to give out the time of the day or the location.
Right.
I enjoyed our conversation I had with the gentleman because he did not give me a ticket.
Oh, my. Okay. He did not?
He did not give me a ticket.
This is a travesty. How come I'm the only one that got a ticket? I still got screwed for going 41 miles an hour in a dang 30,
you know,
which
happened?
Is ridiculous.
They said, oh, my goodness, it's LeBron James.
Boom. There you go. That's what it was.
They said it's LeBron, so I have to, excuse LeBron.
And we had a very straightforward conversation where he asked me, if I knew. And I was honest with him. I was like, you know what? I didn't realize how fast I was going until I caught up to the car in front of me.
He cried.
Said all these things, too.
I should have cried.
Did you cry?
No, I did not.
Oh, man. I should have cried. I don't know what's going on.
He thought it was LeBron.
Oh, man, I thought you got a ticket, too.
No,
I'm really disappointed you didn't get a ticket.
I know,
which is not nice of me to feel that way.
You didn't get a ticket?
Because I got a ticket.
I know. That's sad.
Just got pulled over.
I was so mad about that one, too. Because, again, it was 41 and a 30. I was rolling with other cars, cop cars. I wasn't even thinking about it.
That's a hot mess with
yours. It's a little petty right there.
And then he whips around in traffic. And I remember even thinking, he's not coming for me. There's no way. And, yeah, he did. Now, don't get me wrong. And I haven't gotten a ticket in 20 years. I've gotten two this year. The other one, I earned it. I straight up, that dude pulled me over.
But it's different when you realize, okay, yep. you're
I was on the
ticket.
Highway. Yeah, I was going like 90, trying to come home from Christmas trip. And, and he pulled me over. And he's like, hey, I'm like, yep, bring it on, my friend.
Here we go. Arm out the window. Yes. I'll take that.
Could you do me a favor and just give me like a bad ticket instead of a really bad ticket?
Well,
that's all
well,
I'm looking
for.
The
one where you were like 2 miles over. That one.
That's a struggle.
Because I've been pulled over for that. And he was like, I just want to let you know you're speeding just a little bit. He didn't give me a ticket.
Yeah, and this ticket yesterday, I would have accepted because, like I said, I wasn't aware.
Yeah.
that I was speeding. And that's the dangerous time when you don't realize that you're going.
Listen
that
to him admitting guilt, and he doesn't
and
even get
it. He's rubbing it in.
I know, you're rubbing it in.
But I didn't get one, guys. No.
I want to be happy for you and supportive for you, but I'm not. Hey. So good not Thursday hey. Morning to everybody. Diamond of the day is next.
Oh, you know, you like your parking spot. You know, you got a certain parking spot. Well, this woman, she is rooting for her own parking spot.
Okay.
Have you seen her? Have you heard about this woman?
I have not, but you know what?
It's not going to happen.
Parking spots become very territorial. Yes. I had a war here that I lost over my... I lost my parking space here.
She's actually talking about at the grocery store. Oh, okay. Retail stores. Right. Oh, yeah.
Let's explore next. Hey! I think it's important to be a good person. I think it's also important to be honest with yourself. Like, I'm trying to be a good person and be happy for you that you got out of your ticket. And I'm not.
You're not. What the heck?
I was all excited to be ticket buddies, and then we were going to try to get Monica to get a speeding ticket so we could all be in court together.
Yay.
No, it's just you and your driver improvement class.
All right, I'm going to continue to try to be a better person later. It's not
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Okay, well, this woman... She's upset because, you know, when you go to a grocery store, you go to, you know, Target, you see pregnant parking, you see parking for families and employee of the month parking.
Yep.
Well, this lady believes that there should be parking for the most expensive cars.
Nope.
I was just ready because I knew.
You had
yes, because she feels that if you have an expensive car, you're going to spend more and you shouldn't have to walk as far. And also, if you have families, you should park further away because then you can have a jolly walk with your family.
A jolly walk with your family.
That's what she says.
Ah,
she
yes.
She said you can have a jolly walk with your family. And that because you are
all
able.
Right.
Because you're able to produce the offspring, you should hang off with your offspring.
Understood.
And walk to the store.
And because she doesn't produce the offspring, she doesn't need a jolly walk.
She has her nice, you know, whatever.
Her expensive Jaguar. Handbags are heavy. because she's purchasing so many wares.
Yes.
Yes.
She's going to spend more money, so she should, you know.
I think this is actually, I'm going to flip on the other side here, and I do believe this is a great idea.
Okay.
We should have elitist expensive car parking because then we can just kind of stick all those people in the same place. We know exactly where they are.
Uh-huh.
And those are the cars we can all break into
instead
of everybody else's.
Oh, so it's easy target spot. That's what it is.
Right. Instead of people trying to break into my car, what are you going to get? Gum?
Uh-huh.
My speeding ticket that's still sitting in my console? I mean, that's all you're going to get.
This woman's really pushing for it. And she's like, but why not? Why do we have the pregnant lady spot? Why do we have this?
Have you ever parked in any of those spots when you weren't one of those people?
I don't think I have.
And I mean, so it could be handicapped, it could be pregnant or with small children. I know there's military veteran parking. You see sometimes.
Yeah.
Have you ever, I mean, you were in a situation, you had to, maybe you just pop in and pop out and you had to park
now,
in that spot.
Like a employee of the month.
I've done that one
before.
Yes.
And you know how there's certain stores that say, hey, this is only for our store, this parking.
Gotcha.
And then I'm like, well, I will walk by your store too. Technically, I glanced in.
I
glanced into your store.
I believe that one's pretty bad because
I'm
you're taking away.
Customer. Yeah.
No, you're not, because now people are pulling in and go, oh, forget it. They're too crowded. And no one's inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've done that, but I actually go inside the store just to peek in there. Because I'm a customer, and they're like, well, while I'm out, let me swing into the actual store I was coming.
No,
at least
I
go
in,
because maybe I purchased something.
No, and I have parked an employee of the month, because my justification is if they were a true employee of the month, they would park. They'd either be there, or they'd park further away, because they're like, no, I'm too modest.
So humble.
I'm so humble. This space is too close. I would like a jolly walk. I'm good to go.
A jolly walk.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll just
try to sell it.
Enjoy your jolly walk this morning. Did you have a childhood crush? Was it an unusual one? We learned about Monica's yesterday, which I thought it was kind of unusual. And what was the dirty little thing that both Monica and me were trying to do with the television when we were little? We'll get into a little childhood talk here, sort of like Way Back Wednesday. That is next. $5,000 on the way in the K92 Secret Sound right at 7 o'clock. I'm going to give you a bonus clue today in the K92 Secret Sound round for $5,000. I'm going to put it in the K92 Morning Thang podcast.
You
got to go listen to the podcast.
Okay.
So this is not now, because we're creating it right now. This when my mouth moves, it becomes the podcast later on.
Right.
Ooh, weird. But when you listen to it later, and we'll let you know at the end of the show. And I'm not going to jerk you around. It'll be in the first 15 minutes of the podcast.
All right.
Podcast like
easy
an hour.
To find.
I'm not going to sit here. I'm going to put it at 42 minute mark. No, it'll be right around this time, around this conversational time here. So just know that later on today, K92 Morning Thang podcast, so iTunes, Spotify, smart speaker, Is it iHeartRadio? Mm-hmm. The K92 radio app? All of them. Just go listen.
That's it.
That's your bonus clip.
You're going to slide it in there.
I'm going to slide into your DMs. Right. It's just in a different way.
And who knows? You probably missed something and you'd be like, oh, they were talking about what?
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Like how nasty y'all are.
Uh-huh. Oh, why are we nasty? Just because we were staring at the TV? You weren't staring at the TV.
Too.
What were you doing?
I was just watching the television like a regular person.
Yeah, and then probably doing stuff to your pillowcase or some sort of doorknob hole sock. Or something in your sock. That's what it was. Yeah.
Well, just talk about what you guys talked about. Don't pull me into your nastiness.
You know, we prefer making you be nasty. Hey, so, yesterday we're talking about, and you can weigh in if you have any, 52353, childhood crushes. Monica's is very unusual, and we'll get into it. Not that it's unusual, because it's a good-looking man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, I was it's like, not wow. What you expect from a little, what were you, 10, 9, 11?
Mm-hmm.
Any of those?
I know, I was, like, pretty young. So, yeah, I was like, he's cute.
And this is what Monica and I both confessed to doing when we were kids and watching our crushes on television or saucy commercials or whatever.
You believe that?
I was a kid. Kids no, do stupid things like that.
I should point out, we were talking about how Miley Cyrus's boyfriend likes to, he said he used to kiss the TV screen when
Cody
he was a kid.
Oh, Cody Simpson, yes.
Because
yes.
He loved Miley Cyrus so much.
You believe that?
I was a kid. Kids
no,
do stupid things
say,
like
you
that.
Believe that. You kiss the
I
TV?
Believe that 100%.
Have you ever kissed a TV?
I feel like as a kid, I probably did kiss a TV.
No, you would remember kissing the TV.
I never kissed a TV. I will confess, when I was a kid and they would show commercials where a lady was in the shower, I would try to look down
well,
the television.
I did that with D'Angelo.
D'Angelo.
So what's the difference?
Yeah. That's different. I didn't kiss the TV, though.
You're trying to look down where the TV doesn't even go anymore.
You never know. What if you look down? There's extra tubes down there.
Yeah,
who knows?
On a big TV back then, you know.
Maybe there's a parental curtain they can pull down later on for different kinds of programs. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
And there was a little curve on
unusual?
The bottom.
I think majority
just
people have
nasty.
Done that.
Antoine over here trying to judge us. The things you did to your mother's vacuum cleaner,
just
you're disgusting.
Oh, wow, look at that Cindy Crawford.
I know, Cindy Crawford.
she was attractive, too.
So yes, Monica's childhood crush was? Who was yours? Your childhood crush. I've been talking that 9-year-old.
Hercules, the guy that played Hercules.
Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, I loved him.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Antoine? Yeah.
Kelly Kapowski.
Saved by the Bell, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had two because I had... You know, I was a kid and she was about the same age as me and I loved me some Punky Brewster back in the day.
Okay.
And then, of course, you go to your wild side. I also enjoyed me some Samantha Fox as well.
Samantha Fox.
Ooh, yeah.
Samantha Fox. Yeah. That was the poster that went on the back of your door.
So no.
Mom and Daddy didn't see that one until you shut the door at the end of the night. Samantha Fox with her Naughty Girls Need Love 2 song from the 80s. Text 52353. You want to weigh in with yours? Shout out to Mike in Roanoke. His was Paula Abdul. Specifically, the Opposites Attract video.
Okay.
As he says, with those thick legs and flowing hair. Good Lord! Had pictures all over my wall. And Kelly Bundy.
Yeah.
I had a crush on Kelly Bundy, too.
It always
Christina Applegate.
It seemed like you had, and Monica, I think you did the same thing, where you had your good boy crush and your bad boy crush.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because I love Alyssa Milano. She's the same age as me and we're cute.
The girl
and then,
next door.
Yeah, again, Samantha Fox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who was out back at your house behind the dumpster smoking.
Like,
I mean, that's,
wow.
Yeah. You need to look both sides of the coin, baby. Okay, you've waited patiently. Now you have found it. Here's your bonus clue today for the K92 Secret Sound. It is... Energy drink. Energy drink. Good luck. Hopefully this is the one that unlocks it for you and wins you $5,000. Now back to the Thang podcast.
We are on the quest to have the perfect morning. Let's try right
money
now.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thang has the dupla.
Normally we'd sit here with this music like, hey, here's how you have the perfect morning. It's too much. Too much. Yeah, there we go.
I got a jazz cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes you want to snap, you know, just kind of... I'll go somewhere sometime where people are just snapping. You know
just
what I'm saying?
Snapping.
Yeah. Just...
But are they snapping and walking like a musical and they're kicking their feet
out? No, see, that's too much. Now we're getting into West Side Story and it's like, when you're right, Jeff, you're right, Jeff.
No. Yeah.
No, we're just chill. You just, so, hey.
Okay.
Perfect morning. These are the 9 things we need for the perfect morning. Number 1, coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll say coffee.
Yeah,
sure.
Coffee.
My morning's ruined.
Aw.
Yeah, well, it's your fault.
Or
you didn't get a speeding
juice.
Ticket. I don't really care. Yeah. Enjoy your big, sharp orange juice. See, for me, orange juice is not enjoyable in the morning because I find it too sharp and strong and acidy.
So I feel like it wakes me up.
Yeah, I don't want to. I want to chill. I want my coffee. Mm-hmm. My coffee wakes me up, but it gives me a warm hug on the inside.
Yeah, the warmth.
It's nature's blanket.
It is.
And it allows me to talk like this. Dennis says a good breakfast. You guys remember the balanced breakfast?
I know, yeah, and they would really push that. You'd be like, no, my mom doesn't do that.
I know, and it was so unbalanced. Let's be honest. Yeah.
My breakfast leans to the left.
Uh-huh. And they'd show this breakfast, part of a balanced breakfast that had frosted flakes on it, pancakes, bacon, orange juice.
Everything.
Yeah, okay, that's great if you grow up an IHOP, but outside of that, no one's doing that.
No, now it's a pancake on a stick.
If you're lucky. And I just get out. There you go. Then you need exercise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says meditation.
Yes.
Following two, I don't agree with. Watch the news and read the news.
I don't want that. No.
Take that out.
Listen to your favorite radio show. I agree. Have a glass of juice or a smoothie.
You don't have to have it in a certain order, right?
I'll give you, you know what? I will lay out the perfect morning for you. I feel like these are too many. This is too much right here. Uh-huh. I can give you the perfect morning. Okay? And only it's two steps.
Okay.
All it is, two steps. Here we go. Wake up. Coffee. Of course it's coffee. That's number one. Mm. There is no doubt. Following your first delicious cup of coffee, as you're getting ready, thinking to yourself, okay, well, I've got to get moving now. Mm-hmm. I really would love another cup of coffee, but, you know, I gotta tackle this day. Work is unexpectedly canceled.
Ooh, that's a perfect day.
See, yeah, perfect day. You were going to say, wake up. And go to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
I was about to say that.
Turn your alarm off.
Yep. Perfect day.
$5,000, 7 o'clock in The Secret Sound. Now we play Fat Chance with your host, Antoine.
Welcome to Fat Chance. I am your host, Antoine Terrell. Fat Chance is a game we find out how much information does Zach and Monica actually know.
Yeah, and how much faith do you have in what they know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes we know lots of things.
Just not
other times. Not
I was like, what the heck?
Yeah. So Antoine's going to give us categories, and then you got to decide how many things in that category can we rattle off in 15 seconds, or you just say, fat chance. Want to see the other person try again? Let's get Kelsey in here. Hi, Kelsey.
Hey.
All right, Kelsey, who would you like to team up with today? You have Zach. You have Monica. Who is it?
I'm going to go with Zach.
Okay. Me and Kelsey.
All right.
Team Zach Jackson. And you stay there, and that means we bring up Team Monica and Connie. Hello, Connie.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, I tried to. Hi, Connie.
Hello.
Hi. So it's going to be you and Monica, okay?
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Is Connie gone?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Oh. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
she's,
Connie.
She's like, I'm ready. It's Connie and Monica.
Yeah,
so that's Team Connica.
Okay.
Connica.
Yeah. Kelsey and Zach it was Team CAC.
I was about to say Zelsey.
Zelsey.
I like Zelsey.
Zelsey.
Nintendo character.
Kak and Konica. Here we go. So, Antoine, explain the game for everybody, please.
All right, so I'm going to give Zach and Monica a category. And Kelsey and Connie, you guys are going to predict how many items they can name in that category within 15 seconds. If you feel like your player can name more, you can raise the stakes, raise the number. If not, you say fat chance and your opponent has to go.
All right, Kelsey, it's Team Kak first because you chose me first. So we will go in round one. Fat chance.
All right. Kelsey, this is on you. First category is to you. How many, in 15 seconds, how many penalties in football, actual penalties, so what the referee says, not the action, what the referee says, can Zach name in 15 seconds?
That's a tough one for Monica.
Yes, it is very tough.
All right, Kelsey, don't go crazy here because Monica knows like,
Zach can do 15.
Yeah, don't be saying things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because he can.
All right, Kelsey, how many?
Solid, like five or six.
Six,
yeah. I think that's good.
Connie, do you believe Monica can do seven or more, or a fat chance to Zach and six?
Okay. Now, Connie, I'm going to tell you something right now, and this is me outside of the game just a little bit. Okay, just be prepared, decide, okay? And this is on Connie to decide. There is no pressure. I promise you I will get six, and I will win this round.
Yes, you.
It's
yes,
that
will.
Easy.
Yes.
So if you say fat chance, you're going to lose this round. If you say seven... Monica is never going to get seven, but it's going to be hilarious to listen to.
Oh, my gosh. Come
that's
on.
Very true.
Connie.
So that's my argument right now.
Or maybe,
Connie.
Or maybe this is a gameplay. This is like he's tricking me.
Oh, no.
He's tricking
you. I know six. Please.
So, Connie. Connie, do you want to say seven or more to Monica or fat chance to Zach and six?
I know Monica can't name seven or more.
No.
So, fat chance.
Okay.
That's smart.
No, see,
that's a
no,
smart
it's not
decision.
Smart. See, now I'm just going to get six and it's not going to be fun. If you said oh fat chance God. And have to listen to Monica and come up with penalties, then I would have been able to play that on the top moments of the week on Friday. Connie, you're ruining the show.
Man.
All right, fine. She said fat chance.
Fat chance.
So it's six of them. Okay. Holding false start, roughing the passer, pass interference, illegal block in the back, illegal hands to the face, delay of game, clipping, which actually is a block in the back, tripping. Let's see, illegal bat out of bounds as well. I mean, I've had plenty. I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, so. I had all
they're pretty
those.
Solid.
I was going to call out.
You had those, right?
I had them. They were right there.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
ready.
Connie, we should have won eight or more.
Connie, I'm telling you, you should have said fat chance. It's just, it would have been worth it. You would have lost the round either way,
man.
But we'd all be laughing right now. Okay, round two.
All right, so Connie is back to you.
Now, I get the feeling that this one's going to be more Monica skewed because that was sort of sucky in her direction. What do you got, Antoine?
All right, Connie, in 15 seconds, how many reality television shows can Monica name? And disclaimer, this reality show, the people have to live. It can't be a competition show like Top Chef or whatever.
Not Survivor.
No, Survivor, they live.
Oh, they live.
Yeah.
Oh,
it can't be like a daily competition show.
Understood.
It
understood.
Can't be like Shark Tank.
So Chopped. That does
yes,
not count.
That would not count. Okay. They have to live.
Understood.
During the reality show. All right, Connie, how many can Monica name?
I'm going to go with eight.
Okay. All right. Ooh. Kelsey, nine or more for you and Zach, or fat chance to Monica and eight?
I'm going to say nine.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Okay. All right, Connie, 10 or more to Monica or fat chance to Zach and nine?
Man, she loves reality TV.
Oh, don't try to go there. Zach is now he's trying to throw you off.
That's so sad.
Fat
maybe
chance.
He's
not.
Oh, fat chance.
Or maybe he has it.
Okay. All right, nine, and they have to live.
Here we go. 15 seconds. Let's go. Real Housewives, New Jersey, Atlanta, Beverly Hills, Real World, Hawaii, Real World, New York, Survivor. Let's see. The Amazing Race, Real Housewives of New Jersey, New York City. Did I say those? Washington, D.C. on that one, too. Miami has one as well. There was a Real World in Dallas. There's.
I knew you were going to go all real.
Yes, I was.
In which case, I should not have allowed it, but I did
but
not get
didn't.
That disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
Zach gets the point. Zach gets the game.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, Connie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I should have said just not franchise.
I know. I understand.
Yeah.
But then I'd have like three.
Yep.
But you did not.
No, I did not
and
say
I didn't
it.
Ask.
I will save that for
it's
next
okay
week.
Because Connie knows that she should have said fat chance in the penalty one if we had a time machine. So, Connie, hang on. We got
gosh,
a little something for you. But, Kelsey, you get the grand prize.
The Boobash VIP.
Monica,
we'll see you this weekend.
They're failing you.
There's downtown.
You win $20,000 if you can make it through this haunted house. Nobody has. Also, a fraudulent study about Halloween candy and parenting. Then the secret sound right on the other side of this trending.
The K92 Morning Thang. Trending. Top three. Number three.
Disney Plus is right around the corner. Would you like it for free for a year?
Mm-hmm.
I would if I didn't already pay for it for 3 years.
Antoine.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you see this story, by the way, that it's free for a year for Verizon?
For Verizon, yep.
There's got to be some sort of catch. Or
it's probably like new users or something.
No, it is not
it's
new
not?
Users. So and Monica says, I'm just going to automatically get it. You're not automatically getting it. I'm pretty sure what this is, and I'm sure someone will text in to 52353 because everybody Googles everything. And it is available to new and existing Verizon Wireless unlimited customers.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have the unlimited data.
Oh, okay.
Which I do not currently have.
What?
Well, yeah, but if it's more than $7 a month to bump up, I don't need to because I could just go ahead and order the Disney Plus somewhere else. But if you're someone who already has unlimited, I think all you have to do is say yes, please.
That's it.
And you will get it.
That's cool.
Monica's.
You can't share Disney Plus. You can't share.
Yes, you can.
You can.
But
I'm not going to.
We're not sure you can.
You're
not
going
to share with us?
I am not.
Why not?
Share?
Buy your own.
Ooh.
I got the 3-year deal.
Yeah.
You get yours free with Verizon.
Well, you take it all by yourself in your loveless little relationship with you and nobody else. Good Lord.
I have the Avengers now.
What if I wanted to
and Mandalorian.
Sample it? What if my son really wanted to just sample it and check it out?
Then bring it to the studio. I'll pull it up on my laptop. He can watch an
Drop
episode.
Drop him off, he said.
Drop him off. And you worked with children. My goodness. So, yeah, I'm sure there's other details and fine prints and all those, but it is allegedly happening.
Number two.
Okay, this study is stupid. Tell me, try to make me feel bad as a parent. How dare you? It says 3/4 of parents steal their kids' Halloween candy.
A crime.
Okay.
Yeah. Help me understand how it's stealing on any level.
It's theirs.
No.
It's theirs.
It's theirs.
That's their candy.
Okay. Let me ask you a few questions here.
All right.
Mr. Keeper of all Disney Pluses who refuses to share.
It's mine.
Okay. Who pays the mortgage?
You do. Or the parent does.
Yeah. Who pays for the Halloween costume in the first place?
The parent does.
Who buys a bunch of Halloween candy to hand out to other children in the neighborhood?
The parent does.
Who owns this candy that they bring in this bag?
But it's not their, that's their candy. They had to suffer the embarrassment of wearing these homemade costumes.
It. Homemade.
Homemade.
Some of them are homemade.
I just bought one.
Well, you might have bought one they didn't want to be.
No, that's not true because this I don't want to listen to them.
This is their candy. They've earned it. They exercised to get it. This is their candy.
This is my child. They suck me dry for 18 years from everything else.
Helping. They can't eat all that candy. They shouldn't eat all that candy.
It's bad.
Challenge accepted.
Don't want them to get diabetes. No. So it's I'm doing it for their health. And yes, they are. It is their candy.
It's their candy.
But there is no, this word stealing is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That is family candy right there.
Number one.
It is the world's scariest haunted house. It's relatively nearby. It's in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you could make a road trip to McCamey Manor.
Ooh.
A 40-page waiver that you have to sign.
Okay.
Oh,
and they say they will give you $20,000 if you can make it through this haunted house. Zero people have made it through this haunted house.
Not even trying.
I'll explain here.
McCamey Manor is actually a survival horror boot camp experience. Get him up. Have I told you numerous times that you don't want to take this tour?
I'm done with the laughing.
Right? Do you understand that?
Sansa, why are you crying? Why are you crying?
It's all over for you, okay?
Yeah, so here's what they do is they use hypnotism and then psychological torture to sort of just mess with your mind.
Wow.
And that you have a safe word. There's a phrase that says, you really don't want to do this. Every single person has said the safe word by the end of it. 40-page waiver. You have to complete a physical. You have to pass a drug test. You have to prove you have medical insurance, pass a background check, and watch a 2-hour video montage of people quitting this thing before you're even allowed to do it.
No, thank you.
I don't know.
Oh,
what? Get out of here.
No.
You can't.
No,
you couldn't.
I need to watch the video, see exactly what's going on.
You wouldn't last 48 seconds.
I don't know. I'll be like, the prize. I could do that.
You know, I'm going to tell you what. If there is one person that I know, if you said pick one person that you think has any chance of making it through, I'm picking you, Monica. Absolutely.
I know. Uh-huh.
It ain't Antoine.
So.
It ain't me.
Hmm.
It's Monica. I don't think so.
I think if anyone could, Monica could. The price of admission is just a bag of dog food, Monica.
That's it?
Yes. Oh. Really, I do believe the most challenging thing for Monica of this entire experience, it's not the hypnotism, it's not the physical, it's not the mental torture that they're going to put you under. It is having to sit there for 2 hours to watch a movie.
Yeah.
That's, yep,
like,
that's too long. If it was an hour 20, she would listen. 2 hours, she's out.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
This one comes from Stacy, and this is Zach. I'd love to do a birthday scam on my husband, Kevin. We just moved into a new house, and I thought maybe that would be a good topic to get started with. Also, I always hear you giving Monica a hard time about playing the clarinet. Well, my husband plays the clarinet,
yay,
too. All right, so have fun with that for sure. Love you guys. You get me going every morning. Here's the birthday scam on your K92 Morning Thang. Clarinetta, the mood setter.
Hello?
Hi, this Kavon.
No, it's Kevin, actually.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was pronounced Kavon. I mean, it's spelled K-E-V-I-N, right?
Yeah, K-E-V-I-N for Kevin. Who is this?
Oh, my bad. This is Santurthe Phillips. I live down the street from you on and it was just, I had a buddy named Kavon, and he spelled it the same way you did, but he said Kavon, so that's why I thought that. Anyway, hey, look, I got your number from the neighborhood directory, and just wanted to first of all say, welcome to the neighborhood, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
So, you settling in okay and everything?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's been, I don't know, it's just been a few weeks.
Cool. So, here's why I'm calling. I walk my dog in the neighborhood, and I sometimes go by your house.
Okay. Well, feel free to stop in and say hello. I guess.
Just may do that, sure. When I go by your house, a few times when I go by, I've heard this noise, and it sounds like somebody inside is playing the clarinet. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize anyone could hear that outside.
Oh, yeah, we can definitely hear it. I mean, I assume it's a clarinet, though it does sort of sound like a goose being punched in the stomach.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's pretty loud, actually. Yeah. That's the reason I'm calling, and I understand it's a very delicate topic, but I'm guessing from the sound of it, you got an elementary school son or daughter that's just learning how to play the clarinet, right?
No, actually.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all for young people learning to play an instrument. It's just that everybody in the neighborhood can hear them struggling to hit those notes, and it's a painful thing. You get what I'm saying, right?
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying the clarinet is kind of a loud instrument, so when we all hear your kids struggling like that, I don't know. I mean, I know you're new to the neighborhood. Maybe I can show you where some of the music stores are, maybe take a lesson or two for that kid.
No. We don't. I don't have any children.
You don't have any children?
No.
So who's playing that thing?
That's me. I play the clarinet.
Oh, snap! You play the clarinet. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Man, I'm sorry. From the sound, you just start because it sounds like someone who started yesterday.
No, I'm not a beginner. I've been playing for 15 years. I have been a part of multiple symphonies.
Multiple symphonies? You talking like fourth grade assembly type thing? That's what they call symphony?
No. I'm talking about like professional orchestras.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, man, I'm sorry. It's just when I walk by with my dog and he hears you, he starts howling. And honestly, that kind of sounds better than what I'm hearing in the first place.
Come on. What are you talking about here, man? Did you call me up to insult how I play?
No. I didn't know it was you. I called up to insult how a kid was playing the clarinet. But I didn't realize it was a grown man who likes playing with the little clarinetty instruments. So I thought maybe it was like a little kid or like a beagle that was just all old and barking.
Dude, okay, I don't know who you are. You just called
me. I'm your neighbor. And
yeah,
it's just
I
a bunch
that.
Of concerned citizens. It's just, here's the deal. You know what? We're starting off on the wrong foot, but I just want to be friends. So I feel like if you do work hard enough, you might just get a little bit better. But hey, close the windows while you practice, okay?
I'm a professional musician.
A professional? You mean like somebody actually pays you for that?
Yes, I get paid good money.
To stop?
Wow. All right, listen. Wow. You're being a real asshole. I don't know who you are.
I mean, neighbor.
But clearly, you don't have any idea what good music sounds like, and I don't appreciate you calling me.
Well, I don't appreciate having to hear that noise when I'm walking down the street. Make my whole neighborhood sound like, you know, that Squidward guy on SpongeBob. He's all...
Come on, man.
Like
you're being
aspirin
you're being a real dick. You're being a dick on purpose now.
Well, not on purpose, but actually, you know what it is on purpose. It's for a birthday scam, though. It's all in good fun. Hi, it's Zach
Hello?
Jackson from K92. And you are on a birthday scam right now.
Oh,
hi, Kevin.
Hey. Hi.
Or can I call you Kevon?
Kevon.
yeah, sure. You can call me Kevon.
No, you may not.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
$1,000 Mark and Roanoke won on Friday. Can we get a winner this week in the pop quiz? Go get your three free answers right now from the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page. And at 7:55, get all 10 right. Hopefully win a grand. Monica's confession is on the way. She did something way out of her element. But first, one petty fight could change something worldwide. We explain now.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I was going to say, one person can make a difference.
And he did?
I hate that phrase because I think it gives too many people that got bad ideas too many thoughts in their head that think, well, I'm going to make a difference. I don't want you to.
And for the other side of it, it puts too much responsibility. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Just me. That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure for an 8-year-old.
I mean, we got a whole parks department, and they're telling me only I can prevent forest fires?
Why are we paying them then? Pay me.
I'm over here paying taxes. I'm paying you. I feel you, Antoine, on that one. This dude, okay, one man's petty fight. A couple different stories here. This is the first one. One man's petty fight could change blank worldwide. Worldwide.
Ooh, okay.
Is it A, the price of alcohol? B, the length of yellow lights? Or C, Uber Eats fees?
C.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew I was going to trick you on that one. Is
that, the beat? That means you're wrong.
The length of yellow lights.
Okay.
Because of one guy in Oregon.
Tell me more.
So back in 2013, his wife got a ticket from a red light camera.
Okay.
And she got the ticket 0.12 seconds after the light switched from yellow to red.
Mm-hmm.
And he believed that she did not have enough time to make it safely through the intersection, that the light was yellow and she should have been able to go through. And because the thing clicked over, he believed it wasn't enough time. He's originally from Sweden and he studied electrical engineering there. So he went to the Oregon State Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying to argue that it should be longer. And in typical government fashion, they ignored him and fined him $500 for not having a professional engineering license. Losers.
Wow.
Well, guess what? We here in the present, federal judge overturned that ruling. Case is back on, and he is now presenting it to, what is it, the Institute of Transportation Engineers that are the official traffic light guidelines for 90 countries worldwide.
Look at him.
Yeah.
That's a lot for a yellow light.
Yeah. For one yellow light.
I know.
A yellow light.
It's ridiculous.
That's a lot.
He's proposing that based on modern roads and cars, it should be, it was right now it's 3.2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
It should be 4.5.
Well,
I'm always with that, too, with a lot of things. I understand speed limits and stuff. And yes, I'm salty because I recently got a speeding ticket. But I think in a lot of places, they're too low. They're taking into consideration, you know, Model Ts and horses and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And our modern cars, they move more efficiently. The stuff should be changed. But yeah, one petty argument right
there.
Wow. Next one. Blank managed to sneak on a Delta flight. Make you unhappy. A, goat. B, woman with no ID or boarding pass. Mm. Or C, six-year-old.
B.
C.
Antoine says C, six-year-old. Monica Brooks!
Yeah, that, correct! That does not sit well with
this
me.
This does not
anyone.
Sit well with me either.
Woman, anyone.
She snuck on a Delta flight. She had shown staff photos of her ID on her phone, insisting that that was as good as a real ID.
Oh, no.
Didn't have a boarding pass, so I don't know how she made it through that filter as well.
It was busy.
It was busy and she just made her way through and sit down.
And we found out because eventually someone went to, it was their seat and this woman was in it. And they said, ma'am, where's your boarding pass? She said, well, I threw it out as soon as I got on the plane. Yeah.
What?
No. Yeah. 3-hour delay. They had to get her off the plane. And she said, again, well, this is a picture of my ID and that's as good. I know. How'd she get on the plane? Very mad about that one. Last one, and this is kind of surprising, but it's good to know for parents and everything. The hottest chat app for teens now is blank. Is it A, TikTok? Is it B, the calculator on your phone? Or is it C, Google Docs?
Ooh, is it Google Docs? I'm going with Google Docs.
I'm going B.
Antoine!
Correct.
It's Google Docs.
I don't hate that one.
Google Docs, the calculator.
I know.
You can write 80085. That's the only thing you can write. Flip it upside down.
What is that spelled?
You know what? I'm sorry. You could also do, 4377 and flip that one upside down. You have two words.
Yeah,
Google Docs, which I think this one is important to be on the lookout for if you're a parent or a teacher. Because what kids are doing is you say, all right, everybody's got to put away your phones.
Yeah.
Most kids now, a lot of them in classes have access to laptops and iPads or whatever it is. And they're using Google Docs to make it look like, it's the lesson and it's all that. But Google Docs has a chat in the corner that you can't see. You have to actually bring it up out of the side.
Oh.
And a lot of people don't know that it's in there. So they make it look like they're collaborating on homework when really they're chatting in the corner.
See, I didn't even think about that. I thought they were just updating the document.
Uh-huh.
And
they
so that's a chat in itself, too.
Yep. Oh, and so meanwhile, they are in there doing that.
Technology.
I know. You got to watch out for it. You got to be sneaky. Now, sneaky like they're sneaky. You got to think, how can I get on this plane without a boarding pass? Mm-hmm. That's how you think.
That is good to know, by the way. People texting into 52353.
There is a fake calculator app that is actually a chat app that kids use.
How about it?
Yeah, it looks like a calculator, but it ain't.
What you doing over there, children?
Shucks. What are children?
Well, here's the safe bet. No matter what, they're trying to do stuff, and you got to try to figure out what
that's
it
true.
Is.
All the time.
Figure out no matter
app,
what it is.
Yeah, then they'll try to get into some sort of other app, and the next thing you know,
stop.
Yeah, we will never stop. Mm-mm. Actually, we will. We'll just get tired of all of it. It is her turn to confess. She's trapped outside her comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
Monica Brooks! What were you doing?
And I've been waiting all week to hear this.
Yeah. I know if you follow, if we're friends on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that, or Snapchat,
yeah,
then you probably did catch a little glimpse.
And Monica would like to make it clear that if you follow her on Facebook or Instagram,
you probably
or whatever,
caught a little bit of it.
But you're also not real friends. Just she wants you to be very clear on that.
No,
like, we're not friends, but I see that you worship me.
Yeah. Instagram friends, IG friends. Hey, so I'm taking up a new activity. A new sport. Okay, you know, don't laugh.
Oh,
don't
my
laugh.
Goodness. And,
I should correct you. How about a sport? Because you don't have any other sports that you're doing.
Fisher Price, my very first sport.
Growing up, I wasn't into sport. And you know what? I wasn't into sports. I did, I mean, what band could be considered?
It is not
color
a sport.
Guard.
Okay. Could, no, color guard's not a sport.
We won't get into that. We'll get into
We don't have to get into it because it's a fact that neither of them are a sport.
Oh, really?
They're great activities.
Okay.
But they are not a sport.
I'm not jumping into this one at all.
We won't do it today. Not today, Satan.
Not today, not every day. I'm telling you, if color guard is a sport, then moving my patio umbrella around on my deck counts as a sport. So no.
Oh, we won't.
It's an activity. And it's a great activity.
Okay.
Monica, confess.
Okay. All right. Okay. Guess what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
It involves a stone, which is something like, it looks like a stone.
A rock.
A rock.
A stone. It looks like a stone. Thank you for using it in a definition.
You know, and a broom.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Ice.
And ice.
And, you know, and me. I am curling. If you watch the Olympics and you watch curling.
That's the thing.
Yeah, when you take the little broom. Sweep.
Yeah.
You may see a little black girl on ice.
I would love to see you on the Olympic curling team.
Yes. And I know, and you know what? I told Jared, this came about a few months ago because Jared and I, we lay in a bed and we're talking. You know, you lay in a bed, you're just chatting.
Sure.
And
I'm always talking about curling with my wife. Yes, all the time.
I don't know why we were talking about the Olympics. I don't know. But I said, oh my gosh, I'm gonna start curling. He said, what?
I'm gonna start
curling. Why would you say that?
Why would you say that?
I said, I don't know. Just thinking about it because it's something we watch. And we kind of giggle at, and we say, okay, what is it? It's a fun thing to watch. And I said, I'm going to check it out. And sure enough, we have a curling team in Roanoke.
Look at that.
A lot of people didn't know. I didn't know. I had no idea. So I sign up. I reach out, and I sign up. And Jared said, you did what? I said, I reached out. I signed up, and now I have curling practice.
You have practice.
Yes, yeah, so
you
I'm
have
be
to practice.
Are you on the team?
The Roanoke Valley Curling Club?
Yep.
Is that what you're a part of?
And we went to the Berglund Center. I was on ice. I had my first little taste of curling.
And?
And I enjoyed it. My inner thighs are very sore.
Okay.
A lot of lunging.
A lot of standing on ice.
A lot of ice. It's cold, you know?
Sure.
But I came. I was dressed. I was prepared.
All right.
And I met a lot of different people.
New hobby from Monica Brooks.
And I want to join the curling team. So it was the first, like, just to get a taste of it. See if you're into it. I'm into it, so.
I think you
can do a full year.
And just like you would expect from Monica, everybody else there is working, practicing curling. Mm-hmm. She's on social media recording everything.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And her husband, God love him, he's probably sitting at home going, this is what you do with the broom.
Yeah.
All the other times I asked you to do something with the broom, you don't do nothing. Now she's out curling.
Sweet.
Yep. So if you see her on the ice
how about it, y'all?
As she said, stones that look like stones.
Exactly.
Man, you paint a picture like nobody else.
Oh, thank you.
You're the Picasso of all this.
All of it. But if you want to sign up too. You join a team. Okay. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on,
happens.
Let's do it.
Expert curler.
Curler.
She's on the curling team.
Well, I love it.
See, if I have a game card or a curling card. Yeah.
A curling card.
I don't know if they have cards.
Like a player card?
Like a player
you
card.
You mean like a baseball card?
Yeah, like a baseball card. That'll be my, I have a picture. I'll post it online. curling stance. Yeah,
that's like the one you're going with, huh?
She has an in-action shot where she's throwing the rock or falling. We're not sure.
I'm throwing the rock, stone.
Antoine has absolutely no faith that this is going to stick.
Not in the least bit.
You don't think she'll make it to a match?
So, well, what I found out is that practice and the match is on the same day, so she'll make it to one.
Okay.
She'll make it to one.
And that's it.
She will not, even if she does more than one, they would not be consecutive. She won't go back-to-back weeks. It'll be like a random, I want to go take a walk type of thing.
I don't know, because I mean, I pretty much, when you think about where I started when it comes to the gym,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm there.
And we'll I do know Monica's biggest motivator, Antoine, is spite. So she may do this just to spite you. By you saying that she can't do this, she will do this.
Guess who's showing up with a camera if that's the case?
You know what? I'm
filming all of this.
There are a couple people out there in ice, and they said, you don't have someone here to videotape? I'm like, I didn't think about that. No, I didn't. But I have my camera. So
I know. I saw some video.
So that's good, Monica.
Yeah, I'm learning.
Of course, now the argument is raging on 52353.
You started
I think I started it, probably.
Oh, yeah. Nope. No. I'm backing out of this one.
I'm sorry. Color guard and band, while great activities, they are not sports.
They put weights in the pole.
I don't care.
But they compete. It's like a competition and trophies. Like,
I know, where this person says, well, there's trophies. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there's trophies in fantasy football, and that's not a sport either.
Oh, that's different.
And then they say, well,
totally
we practice and there's competitions.
I can't believe you said that.
Well, guess what? The math team practices and there's competitions, too.
It's different.
Doesn't make it a sport.
A sweat.
Accept it. You're not in a sport. You're in a great activity, but you are not in a sport. Monica, you're in your new rock throwing sport.
Oh, man.
Okay, one day, just one day. You can enjoy eating like a kid for a full day. What are you eating? How you doing it? They just did this. It was just a fun little survey.
There's going to be some fruit snacks. I can tell you that.
You like fruit snacks?
I love fruit snacks.
You like Gushers?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the solid ones.
Too much juice in your mouth.
I don't like to chew it and something explodes.
Or would you be a fruit roll-up? Like, so you can wrap yourself up like a mummy. Just eat the candy off
of it. Fruit roll-up is just...
Well, you go curl.
Yeah, you go back to the ice cream cone over there. The average person would have pizza twice on that day if you could eat like a kid.
Okay.
And suffer no consequences. Yeah, I'm thinking pizza. Really? For me?
What about macaroni and cheese?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like a good
What I want to do is like kids do, and I just want to eat all day long. All day.
Mm-hmm. All day. They're never full.
No, I know. And they're always, can I have goldfish? Then can I have Cheez-Its? Then can I have, you know, the goldfish Cheez-It hybrid and Cheetos and chips and mac and cheese and just everything.
Most kids can't stop moving. So they're just like, and they're just burning off calories.
I like this topic because this is my single favorite part of coaching a girls basketball team because the parents bring in snack bags before the game. So the coaches typically get a bag and it's usually like, fruit snacks, a beef jerky. Like, it's just random kid stuff. You're like, oh, my God, I love this so much.
Yeah, Anton goes home and it's kale for dinner. Dumb. Go back to work.
Going back to work.
Yeah. He's that kid in the corner, and he's not even the kid. He's just licking the bag to get all the snacks off the backside of it. Eat like a kid for a day. What you eating? 52353. Pop quiz is next. Are you up to no good? Vanessa's up to no good. She has a secret to confess at 8:25. If you have something, you can anonymously text. You know, tell us who you are. We won't read your name or anything.
No.
You get to tell people your dirty little secret.
You'll feel better.
Yeah,
like a weight has been lifted.
I just think we'll enjoy it. I don't even know if they'll feel better. I don't really care. Monica, it's just fun. It's fun to listen to other people's secrets. 52353. We don't care how salacious they are.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Salacious is a really big word for...
Oh, my goodness. The tea.
Let's say good morning to Deanna. Hey, Deanna in Roanoke.
Good morning.
I would like to give you $1,000. Would you care to accept said $1,000?
That would be great.
Cool. Did you go get your three free answers from the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page?
I did.
Okay, cool. She's had $30, in theory, at least. Everybody else, you can go get your answers for tomorrow. We'll also put them up on our K92 radio app. Just a reminder, it's the charity Fill-A-Bag Drive this Saturday at Uptown Cheapskate. So they have these bins where people have donated clothes.
Yep.
And then you can go, you donate $20. That money goes to charity. And you get to fill this bag with all that stuff.
And it's time to shop now. Yeah. Seasons are changing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get out some old stuff. Get your new stuff.
Stuffing bags seems fun to me.
And like we say, you got to roll the shirts up. Make more space.
Real tight.
Absolutely. And you also get a 15% off coupon for in-store purchases, too. It's a really cool thing that they do, and it promotes recycling and sustainability and all that stuff. So go see Becca and the team at Uptown Cheapskate, Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke this Saturday. Deanna, here we go. $10 for every single one you get right. You may pass at any time, and we will come back if there's time. 60 seconds on the clock, which will start when I finish reading this first question. Are we ready, Deanna?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She's like, I'm getting in the zone. I'm ready.
Timer will start when I finish this first question. Here it is. Which has never been a member of the Jersey Shore cast? Donnie, Vinny, or Ronnie?
Ronnie.
No.
No.
What comedian's daughter just got in trouble for causing a car accident while texting?
Steve Harvey.
Yes.
Who has more kids, Ben Affleck or Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
Yes.
What is the name of the big blue monster in the... I have this. This is all messed up. Let me pause. I got to pause. Pause. I'm gonna pause. I got to start over. This is all written wrong. Okay. Hang on. I'm gonna restart your timer. I'm going to let it run for about 8 seconds, and then I'm going to read it after that. I had a typo on my thing. All right. We're counting down. 5, 4, 3. Okay. Who is the voice of Sully in the Monsters, Inc. movies?
Pass.
True or false? Actor Michael B. Jordan plays the character Black Panther.
True.
Now, no. Where were the 2016 Olympic Games held?
Pass.
Mitch Buchanan is one of the main characters from what beach-themed TV show?
Hey, Baywatch.
Yes. Yeah.
Who played Ishmael the Amish bowler in the movie Kingpin?
Pass.
Who won last week's Hollywood Casino 400 in Kansas NASCAR race?
Oh, I have no idea. Pass.
Who plays Rey in the Star Wars franchise?
I've never seen Star Wars. Pass.
Okay, who is the voice of Sully in Monsters, Inc., the big blue monster?
I have no idea. Pass.
Who? Where were the Olympics in 2016? That's okay.
Get $30.
Time is up. $30. Uh-huh. I apologize for that little pause in the middle. I like two questions all written into one.
But still $30.
We went back to it. We nailed it. We got $30, which is better than zero. So let's roll them all down for you. So never been a cast member of the Jersey Shore is Donnie.
Donnie.
There is a Vinny and there is a Ronnie, but no Donnie. Monsters, Inc., the voice of Sully is John Goodman.
Yep.
We have Michael B. Jordan is not Black Panther. Everyone always thinks he is.
Yes, he's Killmonger.
2016 Olympic Games were in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Or de Janeiro, however you want to say it. Which I don't know why you do it with a French accent, but you could. Randy Quaid was the Amish bowler. Denny Hamlin won the Casino 400. And Daisy Ridley plays Rey in the Star Wars franchise. $30, Deanna. Hang on. Oh, we got some good dirty little secrets rolling into 52353. There's someone that does something with their body for money. And it says right here, hey. I'm not sorry. Mm. So get yours in, 52353, 825 for that.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Post Malone. Malone. He likes.
Malone.
I don't know if people call him that.
I don't think so.
They don't. The Malones. What are his people? The Post-its?
The Post-its? Yes. I like that.
The Post-it notes.
The Post-its, yeah.
Uh-huh. But he was partying out in Miami, and they said he was wild. He was wild with it. He did beer pongs. He was, you know, making it rain. $50,000.
Okay.
And
never,
he performed a couple of times.
I've never made it rain.
Mm-hmm. Never?
No.
Not even like, you know, $2?
That's not rain. It's like that's a mist?
Is a mist.
That's a drop where you think it's about to rain and you realize it was just a bird poop or something.
Yeah, you're under a tree.
Make it rain change.
No, you can't make it rain change.
That's sleet.
That's sleet. That's a hailstorm.
Antoine, I believe that's actually, it's pathetic. Is what it is.
But yeah, he was a good time, they say. He was out in Miami. So
I bet he's fun.
Yeah.
Post Malone is the one thing. Here's the drawback of hanging out with Post Malone, because I do think he's kind of, in a lot of ways, a regular dude.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Kind of has regular dude tastes, even though he's super rich. So I think you get all excited to go out with Post Malone, and then the next thing you know, you're all getting Long John Silvers at 11 o'clock at night. And you're thinking, 11
o'clock.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Like, no, he opens it up at like 3 a.m., you know, for Post.
But still, again, you're getting fish sticks.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Probably.
You're at Post Malone's house, and you think you're going to get some sort of fancy food, and a butler even comes out and a butler brings you bagel bites and cheese balls.
And they said that his entourage is like massive. So he pretty much is like everyone.
That's why he can only feed them bagel bites and cheese balls, because it would be too expensive otherwise.
Wendy Williams talking junk about Meghan Markle.
She better leave my girl.
She doesn't
alone.
Support her. Because, you know, we had the story yesterday that Meghan Markle, she's tired. She's, you know, hanging out.
She's royal, family. You know, she's married to Prince Harry. She's the American, so that's a big deal.
New baby.
Yeah. And there's this documentary, and she's sort of saying,
I'm not okay.
I'm not okay. All this attention, all the paparazzi, blah, blah, blah. No sympathy from the Wendy.
And you know what, girl, Meghan? Don't be surprised that the paparazzi are everywhere. Of course, because you're now a royal.
Right.
They weren't following you when you were on Suit. We didn't even know who you were. But Meghan Markle, nobody feels sorry for you. You knew what you were signing up for, girl.
That is true, though.
I almost cursed
on
air.
But where is the lie?
There is no lie.
That was paparazzi following
lie?
Her
no.
when she was on Suit.
No, it was you.
It was,
with your droid.
I count as paparazzi.
Yeah. Just because you have your droid incredible and you're holding it up in the air, that doesn't make you paparazzi.
Yo, Wendy need to leave my girl alone. Wendy
need to
check herself.
But where's the lie, though? Wendy threw it out there, but she did. I imagine she went through
girl.
It several times
she
saying,
down
no,
to
no
her.
She was like, girl.
No,
it wasn't
it
like
was
little
not.
Girl.
I love where Wendy goes out of her way to talk so passionately about someone that, one, refers to the show as Suit and calls her Meghan Markle. So,
yeah, she don't even know who she's talking about.
Like, I am so furious about this. Gray
we didn't know
Margle.
You before, you know.
Oh,
the prince does.
Ooh.
England does.
Now, yeah, so she knows what she
are
signed
we
up for.
England? Did you want to lose the war? Is that what this is right here?
Uh-huh. I go where Meghan is.
All right, well, you go get you a fish
get
and
away
chips
from Wendy.
And have fun. We got some good, dirty little secrets today. Y'all are fun. Here we go.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out.
Love hearing about other people's secrets. It's the best. It's all the gossip, all the confessions.
Juicy.
Vanessa's got something going on. She's doing her husband might be upset with her secret. We're going to talk to her. We have you on the text as well at 52353. This person says, I take pictures of my feet for money, and I am not sorry.
Okay.
If somebody's going to pay you for it, go ahead,
foot
girl.
Fetish.
Yeah. Mm. I think
or guy.
I would have the specified. I would have the best chance, I believe, of selling foot pictures. My feet are, I got nice looking feet.
Yeah.
Monica, I think yours are a little ashy.
What, really?
Wow.
Excuse
just,
me?
I'm just guessing. I don't
excuse?
Know. Yeah, I'm just.
It's wow. cold outside, but my goodness. No.
Are they?
You got dry skin.
You got
yeah.
good feet? I don't know. I've never really seen your feet, so I
didn't
I don't
get
know.
My nails done.
Okay, yeah. See. Antoine, what about you?
I just have normal feet. They're,
yeah.
not, they're nothing special.
Eagle
but they're,
talons.
They're not.
They're not
disgusting.
Rough
no, no, they're not rough.
No.
Trust me, mine ain't great. I'm giving them like a 6.5. That's
I don't do
all.
A lot of things in life to have rough.
Text 52353. Dirty little secret. I wore my wife's underwear to work one day on a dare. Didn't hate it. Interesting.
Hmm.
Here's one.
Wow.
I have a big bag of leftover Halloween candy from last year. Totally plan on handing it out this year. Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Just they're mix like, it in there. They don't know what house they got it from.
I justify because the kids that come super early to my house, they don't live in my neighborhood because I know the kids in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So they're coming to my neighborhood just to get candy. So you know what? Moochers get last year's candy. That's how it works.
Oh, Zach.
Here's one. Text 52353. I secretly admire and resent one of my friends/coworkers for being an all-around good person who has their bleep together and knows what they want out of life.
I don't believe that everyone has it together.
But that's it appears that way, but that's not real.
That text, by the way, was from me about Antoine.
And that's okay.
I'm jealous.
And that's okay. You know,
I'm jealous.
I did get out of a speeding ticket because the cop was like,
sure
you
did.
Have your stuff together.
And I am proud of you and mad at you all at the same time. I got a speeding ticket. Not fair.
Aww.
Let's say good morning to Vanessa. She has a dirty little secret that she would like to share as well. You can hit us up, and if you want to talk in the future, you can do that. Or you can always keep texting 52353. We'll roll with those. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Hi. What's your secret?
Well, my husband and I had started watching Stranger Things together.
Okay. I love that show.
But I kind of, one night he went out with friends, and I binge-watched the show.
Wrong! Wow. Hang up on her. Get her out.
No.
Get her out
no,
of here.
No, no.
Nope. She's the worst. Divorce. Oh. You watched the whole thing?
That's cheating.
I mean, I binge watched the whole, like, season one, so we were watching it the other night, and I had to pretend not to know what was going on.
Mm.
But, I mean, I just want him to, like, catch up, because I want to start season two already.
Jeez, you are way behind.
I don't like that.
But she's... Season three is already over.
So what? But he goes out for one time. They're watching it together. Time knows no rules on that one.
He has to show some dedication.
How are we putting this on him?
Yeah, show some dedication.
Why is this on him?
You're two seasons behind.
Yeah, he's way behind. Yeah.
Y'all are the worst. I almost rather you make out with a neighbor. I mean, at least ask somebody else's house. You cheat on me in my own home. Right there on my Netflix.
Well, he has to catch up. He does.
He got to catch up.
You know darn well.
It's a good show.
Vanessa, you'd be furious if he did this to you.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Maybe. But I mean, yeah, it's like everybody else is already finished, so it's like we need to get going. And I think I'm going to tell him today because I just want to
move on
to the next season.
I'd be so mad. Just, like, I caught my wife watching half an episode of The Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, what's going on down there, huh?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You having fun?
Well,
what you doing?
Sometimes you just take too long to watch the show. It's like, come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
Supposed to do it together. Don't be rushing me. This is not an enjoyable experience. You know what I'm going to do? And I would never do this to people that are listening right now, so don't you worry. You're safe. Vanessa, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to tell you everything that happened in season two.
No!
I'm
going to
ruin it.
Why would you dare?
Yeah. Oh, I dare.
You don't dare.
Oh, it's going to be Broughton.
That would suck.
Mm-hmm. Well, that turnabout is fair play.
Hey, give him a deadline. Tell him he has to catch up by Sunday.
This is so
by
Sunday. You have to catch up by next
He's
Sunday.
He's two seasons behind.
He's not two seasons behind. They were on their one season, and she cheated. And now she's saying, oh, you got to catch up to me. You're too slow. Get out of here with that.
She's the pace car.
I'm telling you.
In the NASCAR race.
This is the start. And this is when the pace car goes and sleeps with some other car down the road. Sleeps the lawnmower. That's what we have going on here. Dirty Little Secrets, 52353. Secret sound clue right now. Then, does anybody else do this? This is something I do in my home.
I have a reason behind it that is also kind of conspiracy theory.
Okay.
But I do this, and I wonder if anybody else does. If you do something sort of weird and unusual, and you suspect, I mean, am I really the only person that does this? Start texting in now to 52353. I'll explain here in just a second. It's a little embarrassing and a little conspiracy theory-ish, but I do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'm alone. I think other people do this.
Okay.
So they're sort of putting out there, does anybody else do this? So if you got something a little wacky, a little unusual, and you're wondering, am I the only person on Earth? I don't believe I am the only person on Earth that on purpose, I make a conscientious decision to always have really nice manners, please, thank you, all of it, when talking to Alexa in the house.
You do?
Yeah.
You say thank you to Alexa?
Or Siri.
Thank you.
Any of those. There's not a lot of thank yous with Siri because she is not very helpful at all.
Uh-huh.
But I am always with the pleases and the thank yous with those smart speaker devices. Which I think they're listening. And that's why. I think they know.
They are.
So I feel like when you're mean, they're going to know behind the scenes, this person's a jerk. Let's accidentally send them a bunch of kitty litter or just have something not work when I need it to. I believe there's a reason behind it. So I use manners on purpose.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's nice of you.
Oh, you over there barking orders to all your speakers? Get in here, robot.
I just never took Zach as a polite person, so...
Well, not to people.
To the robots, because they're going to take over, right?
Exactly. I know who's going to rise up. People are not going to rise up.
You're already picking a side.
We're already up. We're going to be crashed down. Okay? We're number one. They're gunning for us. I'm being nice to number two.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just in case. Say nice to things to the robots. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm telling you, other people, I know they do that. 52353. What are you doing
alone with music there, Antoine?
I feel like I'm the only person that does this, but maybe I'm not. Anytime I listen to a song and I'm listening to the lyrics, I'm always listening for a part to change the lyrics to put my name in there. No matter what the song is.
Insert Antoine.
I'm trying to figure out a part to put my name, nickname, or something. Every time I hear a song for the first time, I'm trying to find a spot where I can change the lyrics.
Okay.
Every time.
Can we play a song?
No!
Can we play a song and insert?
What song would you like?
Oh, we could do...
I shouldn't have said anything.
Old Town
Petey Pablo. Antoine! Yeah. Hands in the air. Antoine.
No,
Antoine.
I have to listen to the lyrics and figure out a way.
That's one.
A way to change it and make it work.
Or maybe we need one that's like
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road, probably. Or Hove. You know, Hove likes to say stuff. Antoine.
And he does like a. Okay, I gotta call it up here.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous, guys.
No, it's not.
I don't know where to insert my name yet.
Song, or did I accidentally put the music bed in? I think I did.
Uh-huh.
I did. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we need some like Jay-Z where they're shouting out their name or something.
Okay, you want... All right, I broke that button, so we'll go ahead. Well, I'll leave that down for just a minute.
Okay, good.
Let's come back to it.
Let's just leave it down.
Yeah, I know I'm not the only one that talks to insects as I'm getting ready to take care of the insects.
I'll say that one more time again, please.
Because I think we all do that. Because there was a spider outside my back door.
Insects.
Insects.
Okay.
Insects. Okay.
That's why I said.
Oh, that's why you said that. Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you said that.
All right.
So.
Bugs.
There was a spider outside my back door. And I'm like, all right, cool, spider. I see you're kind of like, in, you know, kind of chill, doing your thing. You're taking care of business. I'm like, all right, I'm cool with you. You're outside.
Oh, wait, this is a whole conversation outside. You're having.
And yes, and the kids were outside. I'm like, all right, this is all right. No. You're outside.
I've done that before.
Yes.
I've looked at the spider and be like, hey, bruh, you're going to be there when I come back.
Well, you know what? Yesterday, I walked downstairs. That same spider, I know it was the same one, made her way in. And I'm like, all right, I told you.
Hey, man.
We were friends.
Yeah. How you doing?
Outside
of
the house.
Oh,
stay outside. Do take care of your business.
Inside.
But I know it's getting warm and you feel you want to come back in. No. So I had to hit him with some spray. And I'm like, I didn't want to do this. But I didn't want to do this.
Like it's a child.
Yes.
I'm going to hold on to hope you are the only person that does that.
I don't think so.
52353.
So.
I'm just going to go over here and take my horse down Antoine Road. There it is. K92 Morning Thang, home of Zach Jackson, Monica Brooks, and as this texter says at 52353, Antoine Terrell, professional narcissist.
Here
on the
K92
Morning Thang.
I also put my friends' names in the songs, too.
You like, what, you just call him friend?
No, I'll say their names.
It's, you know, it's sort of like when DJ Kool shouts out a bunch of random people at the end of Let Me Clear My
Throat.
That's
what I do right
does.
There.
It's just Steve, Keith, Larry.
But he goes, Antoine.
Antoine.
No.
Monica, you're not helping.
Because Antoine puts his own name yeah. into other people's songs.
Tweezy.
That's every time. Oh, Tweezy. Right.
That's what I was nickname okay. from college. Oh. Then,
A to the N-O, T to the O-I. Uh-huh. N-E, what? Yeah, Antoine.
Ridiculous.
I will confess. Okay, actually, someone did text into 52353. They have friends that do it, too.
Everybody does it.
Their friend John Keenan likes to sing Don't Stop Believing. Don't stop, John Keenan.
Oh, that works.
I have never done that, but I have admitted before that when I'm listening to music by myself, especially in the car, almost every single song I listen to in my head
is a concert.
I am performing.
Yeah.
I'm performing. I'm up on stage. What's my venue? Sometimes I'm performing live at Boobash. That's actually what I'll do.
Oh, that might happen.
No, it will not.
No,
will not.
Like you said, oh,
it ain't gonna happen.
What?
Maybe that I
We're
have
getting a concert?
We'll get a concert. Or
I'm
a
not
mini
a performer.
Concert, or a mini concert.
Oh, you're not getting a mini concert.
In the VIP for everybody that's getting a VIP ticket, $25. No. You'll be VIP with us. Showing back.
Y'all get out my fantasy. Cool just leave. Just leave. Get out my fantasy right now.
K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
12 years. She's had the hiccups.
I think I remember hearing about her.
This is a different woman.
Oh, it's a different.
She's actually relatively pleasant about the fact that she has had these hiccups for 12 years. She got them when she was pregnant. Doctors mm-hmm. think she had a mini stroke that she just didn't even realize.
Yeah, yeah.
And they won't go away. And they're loud and weird. And she even says that where they sound like a dog being stepped on. But Ooh. She's relatively okay with
Hi,
it.
Hi, I'm Lisa Graves, and I've had the hiccups for 12 years.
That's it.
Started when I was pregnant, just thought it was a random hiccup. On a day-to-day basis, they don't particularly affect me. I think that's mostly because I'm very used to them. I make a point of warning people about them so that it doesn't make them jump.
Do you need my phone for a little bit?
Just embrace it. I'm definitely at that point now after so long. Don't let it affect you. Don't be embarrassed by it. Don't worry about other people's reactions. Just embrace it.
Yeah.
So they can't.
A good attitude about
it. Yeah, very, very good positive attitude about it. There's nothing they can do.
I guess not.
There's nothing.
The one thing that does freak me out about her is her job is she does manicures. So she's holding people's hands all the and then just yelling like that. That would freak me out if I was there. This, I think a lot of parents can relate to. Jerry O'Connell, the actor.
Uh-huh.
He was on, I always think of Sliders, but he hosted a show with Kelly Ripa there for a while,
I know, I'm
too.
Trying to think of what the name of the show was.
Live with Kelly Ripa.
Was his name in it?
The Kelly Ripa Show. It's a clip of him. He's got all his kids in the car, and he's trying to get them to listen to Prince, the artist Prince. This is one of those ones where you say, kids, we're going to listen to my music. This is when music was real. And naturally, your children hate it because that's how it works all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just it's
real music. This is real music. Listen.
Maybe I'm just too demanding.
Listen to it.
Maybe I'm just like my father. Too bald. Maybe I'm just like my mother.
Guys, stop it.
He's never
You can tell that one, but guys, stop it. Like, I'm actually getting mad.
I was rocking out. I loved
it. I know. Ava enjoys it.
What I prefer to do is I play what my kids classify as their music, which would be K92 music. Uh-huh. And then I sing along and they get furious.
Oh, they can't sing.
And they
that,
say, stop singing along to our music. And I say, look, daddy works at that radio station. That's my music. It's not yours.
Yeah.
I let you have the option of hearing it. So there. And I don't even put my name in it like Antoine over here. I mean,
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.